He's about 455 yards away. He's going to hit about a 2-iron, I think.
This is the School of Motion podcast. Come for the MoGraph, stay for the puns. Hello, friends. I am really, really excited to share today's episode with you. This one actually comes from one of our courses, Explainer Camp. That course takes you through the entire process from script to final render of creating a 30-second visual essay style piece. On day one of the class, Jake Bartlett, the course instructor, is hired by a client to create a 30-second PSA about texting and driving. Throughout the class, you'll see how he breaks down the script, creates a budget and a schedule, makes mood boards and style frames, how he edits an animatic, how he animates the entire thing, how he deals with client feedback, how he hires and directs VO talent, and finally, how he gets a final sound designed mix. And of course, the entire time, you are doing the exact same thing with your choice of one of three scripts or brands that we provide to you. It's one of my favorite classes that we've ever made. Now, when you see a finished video and hear a polished voiceover on it, it's easy to take for granted how tricky the process of recording VO can be. I had the strange experience at one time of being a voiceover artist for many years, and I even had an agent at one point. And so I thought that it would be really useful to record the actual VO session from Jake's Explainer Camp project so that our students could hear exactly how a professional VO session runs and to learn how to start directing VO talent to get the results you need. In this podcast, taken from Explainer Camp, you'll hear Jake and I direct our voiceover talent, an amazing actress named Dev Joshi, repped by Damn Good Voices, which is an amazing VO agency based in London. We also pop in with color commentary from time to time to let you in on exactly what we were thinking with some of the direction that we gave Dev. And just so you have some context, here is the final audio from Jake's PSA.
Your attention is a precious commodity. People fight for it. Look at me. Answer me. Pay attention to me. Go ahead, answer it. Just takes 1 second. 1 second is all it takes. Over 3,000 people die each year in the U.S. from distracted driving. Don't become another statistic. Go to onesecond.org to learn how you can help.
This is a look inside a process that happens on a huge number of animation projects, but that's often hidden from us motion designers. Well, after this episode, you'll know how to run a VO session like a pro. So let's dive in. Right after we hear from one of our amazing School of Motion alumni.
I have 10 years of working in motion graphics in 2D, and I have been basically trying to break into 3D for many, many years. But watching YouTube tutorials and working on self-led projects was really not giving me the results I wanted in the time I wanted. And I kept on becoming discouraged. So I decided to take the plunge and sign up for School of Motion. In my experience with various other online learning platforms, the School of Motion course structure is by far the best learning experience I've had. The course gave me the basic tools to start practically using the program in real life projects, but it also encouraged and inspired me to keep learning on my own. Even if you are not a beginner, it was really useful to have someone show you what the right way is to structure things and build a solid foundation of knowledge in Cinema 4D. So I am very excited to start incorporating these new skills that I have learned in Cinema 4D thanks to School of Motion. Thank you very much. I'm Roa, and I'm a School of Motion Cinema 4D Basecamp alumni.
Hey everybody, Joey here. All right, so to start off the commentary on this VO session, I want to give you a little bit of an overview of how I generally approach voiceover sessions. So at the beginning of any voiceover session, there's this sort of awkward period where it's kind of like you're on the first date with somebody, and what you have to do is kind of build a little bit of rapport with the voiceover talent. You know, you got to imagine that this person has never met you, and you know, you don't know if this is their fifth voiceover session they've done or their 500th. You don't know how nervous they are, and you know, treat them as you would someone that might be sort of nervous and they want to impress you and they want to do a good job because you're paying them. So it's always a good idea to just kind of make a little bit of small talk. And an easy way to do that is to just give them an overview of the project in general and how this voiceover is going to be used. In our case with Dev, our amazing talent that we selected for this job, you know, we had to explain to her that this voiceover record was for a client, but not a real client. This is actually for a class, and we kind of told her a little bit about Explainer Camp. Okay, so let's take a listen to how this part went.
Dev, I don't know how much you know about this entire project, but we're building a course, and this is going to be a lesson on how to direct a VO session. And so through this entire course, I'm teaching students how to animate an explainer video. And in my case, it's going to be a PSA for a fake company we made called 1 Second. And that's this script that you'll be reading. So the client is basically trying to get the message across that, you know, texting and driving or using your phone while driving is super dangerous. So we're using like the first half of this script as kind of a misdirect. I think you've seen the animation already, but basically we don't want to give anything away at the beginning about this being behind the wheel. We kind of just want it to be happy and bubbly and fun and kind of lead them on to thinking it's more about just staying off your phone in general. Like where you need to have more human interaction instead of be on your phones all the time. So that's where we're going with this script. And then we're going to do like this big, crazy, impactful moment where there's a car accident. And that's when the viewer realizes, oh, this is actually about texting and driving. And we get more serious with the tone and finish off the call to action.
Awesome.
So that's the background. And yeah, I mean, it sounds like you're already, I mean, your audition was great.
Thank you.
You're a little warmed up already. So if you want, why don't we just start the first read through however you feel it should be read, basically,
sure.
And see whatever you think feels good.
Okay, sounds good. Let's do it.
All right, Joey here with another quick bit of commentary. So this is a really common tactic when you're doing voiceover sessions. And that tactic is let the talent start by doing some full reads. So they basically read the entire script all in one go. Now, if you get a really experienced voiceover artist, sometimes you can just do this over and over again until you get the exact read you want. Personally, I find that difficult because inevitably you're going to be giving this talent lots and lots of notes and they're going to have to, you know, write them down on their script and kind of remember, you know, oh, well, this line they wanted this and this line they wanted that. So in the end, we're going to end up having Dev read specific lines over and over again, but it's always a good idea to start with full reads. And this just kind of helps you establish the overall tone, how fast they need to be reading. It's really, really important if you have longer scripts like some of you do on your projects where they need to ensure that the read can be done in 30 seconds. So you kind of need to calibrate the speed of the artist's, you know, read to be able to do that fast enough. And once you've nailed that down and you've got the overall tone down, then you can go back and you can do reads of single lines or groups of lines, all right? So we're gonna start with Dev doing full reads. Let's listen in.
Your attention is a precious commodity. People fight for it. Look at me. Answer me. Pay attention to me. Go ahead. Answer it. Just takes 1 second. 1 second is all it takes. Over 3,000 people die each year in the U.S. from distracted driving. Don't become another statistic. Go to 1second.org to learn how you can help.
Quick note from Joey. After the first read, no matter how they did, Dev actually did a good job here, but let's assume that she totally blew it. You never want to be like, no, that was awful. You know, you're going to be working with this person for, you know, at least the next half hour or something like that. Make sure you focus on what they did right and then gently give them guidance and you're going to sort of slowly massage them into the right place in terms of tone and things like that. All right, let's continue.
That was beautiful.
A little dark
really,
in the end, sorry.
Really good. Yeah, no, that's great. We definitely want that second half to be like serious and dramatic, like the script says. So that was great. I really liked the energy at the beginning too.
Cool.
I think for this the lines "Look at me, answer me, pay attention to me." I'm going to try and line up the animation to be like mm-hmm. these phone notifications are competing for your attention, like they're bumping into each other.
Okay.
I kind of want to time that to the me's.
Sure.
At the ends of each one of those lines.
So hit those harder.
So Right. If you could put like an emphasis on me on the on all three of those lines.
Absolutely.
That would be great. Could we try that one?
Yeah. Do you want me to do the whole thing again or just the first part?
Yeah. Why don't we just focus on the friendly casual section?
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Cool.
So right there, you heard Jake instruct Dev to focus on one specific section. And the reason that we were able to do that so quickly was because that first read was actually a good read. There were a lot of little things that we noticed, and I was writing things down, and I'm sure Jake was too. But, you know, it made sense to have Dev start to hone in, all right? So we're already focusing on little pieces of the script. All right, let's continue.
Your attention is a precious commodity. People fight for it. Look at me. Answer me. Pay attention to me. Go ahead. Answer it. Just takes 1 second.
That was great. I liked everything. Like, your attention is precious commodity. People fight for it. That was all perfect. I'd like to try the look at me, answer me, pay attention to me line one more time. Cool. A different way where you go, I think, up on me,
mm-hmm.
on every one of. So it's like, look at me, where you're really putting the emphasis on me. Does
sure.
that make sense?
Yeah, totally. Look at me. Answer me. Pay attention to me.
Yeah, that's great.
So, Dev, in that first line, if you could just leave a little bit of a pause after attention, and overall, try to exaggerate that front part a little bit more.
Okay.
Just to get more contrast.
Sure. So, like, more musical, maybe, with the...
Yeah, like, the way Jake read it was a little over the top, so
okay.
but kind of in that, you know, your attention is a precious commodity, you know, like a
okay.
little, almost like you're tricking them, like I'm gonna sell you something, you know, that kind
got
of
it. Thing. Okay,
yeah,
I'm gonna sell. Okay, let's try that.
I want to talk about the exchange that just happened there. So what Jake and I are both trying to get out of Dev is more contrast between the first section of the script and the second section. Because obviously there's this misdirect built into the script. You think it's going to be this lighthearted thing about maybe an app or something like that. And in the end, it's this deadly, deadly serious PSA. And so what I was trying to do was to get Dev to kind of overact a little bit, because you got to understand, in Dev's mind, she's an actress and she knows the gag. She knows that this is actually a spot in which we sort of simulate someone dying in a car crash. And so it's kind of weird to be so happy and excited at the beginning, but that's what we need. So I kind of asked her to overdo it a little bit, and I even kind of made a joke out of it so she understood this section, it's okay that it's gonna come across as a little distasteful in the context of the spot, but we need it to be, because in the end, it's gonna make the impact that much heavier. All right, so let's listen in.
Your attention is a precious commodity. People fight for it. Look at me. Answer me. Pay attention to me. Go ahead. Answer it. Just takes 1 second.
What'd you think, Jake?
I loved it.
I did too. I think that's the vibe
okay.
right there for that first part. Yeah.
Cool.
So why don't we go into the serious and dramatic section too?
Okay.
And I think the direction we're going to want to go is not being like super dark and somber and like depressing as much as like, man, this is hard to describe, but almost like we're just showing to the viewer, like almost like I told you so.
Like, oh, okay.
Like
okay.
1 second's all it takes. Like something a little more, not so dark, but more like you should have known better.
Okay. So not so like, yeah. Okay. Not so depressing, but a little bit like more newscaster-y.
Right. Yeah. Let's try that.
Okay. 1 second is all it takes. Over 3,000 people die each year in the U.S. from distracted driving. Don't become another statistic. Go to 1second.org to learn how you can help.
Great. Could we try maybe not doing it so flat?
And, yeah.
Just going a little bit more in the opposite direction now where we're mm-hmm. a little more up and down?
Sure. So I'll scale it way back and just tell me if it's closer.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. 1 second is all it takes. Over 3,000 people die each year in the U.S. from distracted driving. Don't become another statistic. Go to 1second.org to learn how you can help.
Yeah, I think I like that a lot better.
Yeah,
the ending's still a little bit flat. I can fix that too.
Sure. Yeah, I think The only other thing I want to try with that 1 second is all it takes line is almost like you're shrugging your shoulders when you're saying it, like 1 second is all it takes. Like you're going up instead of.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Can we try that?
Yeah. 1 second is all it takes. Over 3,000 people die each year in the U.S. from distracted driving. Don't become another statistic. Go to 1second.org to learn how you can help.
Yeah, I think that's my favorite so far.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah, Dev, can we do, Jake, do you want to do some series on these?
Yeah,
because I think we've gotten like, we've gotten some pretty good full read-throughs. Mm-hmm. And I think we could probably just break the script up into probably 3 sections and just get a few series and we'll probably be in business.
Cool.
Yeah. So on the first section then, do we want to just start with your attention is a precious commodity, people fight for it? Joey, do you think that's a good spot to start?
I would probably, yeah. Why don't you do the first 2 lines? Maybe just do a series of 3 and just keep that energy up where it was.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think one of the things to be good to play with is how much you draw out the, your attention is a precious commodity.
Got it.
Cause it could flow, right? It could just be like one line that flows together, or there could be a little break there.
Okay. I'm just going to mark that in.
So what we're doing now is we're entering the phase of the voiceover session where we're going to start doing series. And all that means is we're going to break the script up into little sections of 1, 2, maybe 3 lines. And we're going to have Dev do a set of 3 reads each. And what this lets the voiceover artist do is really get the hang of saying whatever line they're on. And then they can sort of play with it. And one line I was really kind of waiting for her to get to was that 1 second is all it takes line. And you're going to hear us really start to direct her when we get to that line. But keep in mind that when you're doing your own voiceover sessions, it's very often smart to get some, you know, some full reads. We kind of did a couple of half reads of about half the script. And now we're going to really dial in on each section.
So is there just 3 in a row?
Yeah, 3 Sweet. In a row.
Your attention is a precious commodity. People fight for it. Your attention is a precious commodity. People fight for it. Your attention is a precious commodity. People fight for it.
Cool. Could we do another set of 3 and bring that energy back up? Remember, it's almost like you're tricking them. Like, I'm going to sell you a cell phone plan.
AT&T. Yeah. Okay, sure. Cool. Your attention is a precious commodity. People fight for it. Your attention is a precious commodity. People fight for it. Your attention is a precious commodity. People fight for it.
I loved those. I thought those were great. Yeah, what do you think, Jake?
Those were great. I love that last set.
Cool. Okay.
It's always the last one.
Why don't we do the same thing, set of 3 for the look at me, answer me, pay attention to me. And you could even play with like, you know, in the animation, you've got these little icons that are fighting each other and it can almost be like, you know, pay attention to me, you know,
it's
like almost like it's almost like little kids fighting over.
Yeah.
Something. Okay, cool. So like personalize each of the me's more.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
Just direct myself.
You're brilliant. Do it.
Okay.
I just want to take a second and call out sort of the vibe and the overall lightheartedness of this session. And I want to tell you that the first time you do something like this, you might feel like you have to be very serious and this is businessy and you're a serious person. You don't. Make everybody comfortable and the whole thing's a lot easier for everybody. All right, that's it. Here we go.
Look at me. Answer me. Pay attention to me. Look at me. Answer me. Pay attention to me. Look at me. Answer me. Pay attention to me.
Yeah, I love that personality.
Yeah. I like the last one the best too.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good. Cool. All right. So why don't we move on to go ahead, answer it. Just takes 1 second. Mm-hmm. And the only note I give you here is that last line, just takes 1 second. You can maybe say it almost like, so we're trying to avoid giving away you know, the gag at the end.
Yeah.
I shouldn't call it a gag. It's kind of a bad word for it. But there could almost be a little bit of a wink, like, just takes 1 second. You know, like, you kind of know something's about to happen.
Okay, so a little bit. Okay, yeah, I know what you're going for. Yeah. I don't know how to describe it, but I got it.
Yeah, okay, cool. So what I'm doing here is something you got to just be careful with. You don't want to do it too often, but sometimes it is helpful to just sort of read the line the way you hear it in your head. This really helps if you practice doing good scratch voiceovers, which I obviously recommend. But I actually gave Dev sort of a read, you know? This is kind of how I'd like you to do it, maybe, you know, if you think it's a good idea. And then she agreed, it's a good idea. And so she ends up giving me the performance that we're after. Sometimes it's a handy shortcut, just don't abuse it. No one likes to be told what to do all the time. All right, that's it.
Go ahead, answer it. Just takes 1 second. Go ahead, answer it. Just takes 1 second. Go ahead, answer it. Just takes 1 second.
That was great. I really like the last one. Can we do one more set of three?
Yeah.
And when you say go ahead, really hit that a little bit harder. Like, go ahead.
Okay.
You know, like almost like, you know, they're probably resisting it, but you're like, go ahead, answer it.
Okay, cool. No, Lord. Okay. Go ahead. Answer it. Just takes 1 second. Go ahead. Answer it. Just takes 1 second. Go ahead. Answer it. Just takes 1 second.
Perfect. I love those.
Can I actually ask you to do one more on that same line?
Yeah.
Where on go ahead, could you say it like, I don't know how to describe it, so I'm just going to say it the way I'm thinking it.
Totally.
More like, go ahead, or man, that's not even right. This is not, I've got it in my head. It's like, go ahead.
Okay, like, oh, it's casual. No big
exactly.
Deal.
Exactly.
Okay.
Casual, that's the,
come on. What's it going to hurt?
Forget about it. Yeah. Okay, sure. Go ahead. Answer it. Just takes 1 second. Go ahead. Answer it. Just takes 1 second. Go ahead. Answer it. Just takes 1 second.
Ooh, that
beautiful.
Last one. That
love
last
it.
One. Yeah, that was the winner. Excellent. Cool. You want to move on to the serious one, Jake?
Yeah, let's do that. So for the 1 second is all it takes series. Could we do, let's just start with the one that's a little bit lighter, where it's not so serious.
Okay.
It's just kind of like, kind of casual, like we just did with the last one.
And you just want me to do that one line three times?
Yeah, why don't we start with that?
Cool. 1 second is all it takes. 1 second is all it takes. 1 second. Is all it takes.
Cool.
Even lighter?
Yeah, let's try it a little bit lighter and then maybe we go in the other direction as well.
Sure. Okay. 1 second is all it takes. 1 second is all it takes. 1 second is all it takes.
Great. Yeah, and then a little bit more of the serious tone in this one.
Okay. 1 second is all it takes. 1 second. Is all it takes. 1 second is all it takes.
Awesome. I like that.
The pause.
That series tone. Yeah, the pause is great.
Okay.
Could we do one more series of that line where you just read it a little bit slower? Because at this moment in the script, we're kind of freezing time and we're revealing that this was taking place in a car. So you're seeing the broken windshield and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a lot, like the pace is much different in this half.
Sure. Yeah, totally. 1 second is all it takes. 1 second is all it takes. 1 second is all it takes.
Awesome. I love it.
So at this point in the record, here's where my head's at. I'm thinking, you know, I think we have enough to make that section sound okay, but I feel like the impact isn't quite there. And you know, the strategy that Jake just took was basically bracketing the emotion that Dev is kind of showing in that line. Either it's flat or it's a little more kind of down. And, you know, there's this cliche thing that you see sometimes on TV shows when there's an actor and a director and the actor goes, "What's my motivation?" Well, that's kind of what I wanted to give to Dev. I wanted to try giving her a different motivation for that line. And so the way that I direct her over the next minute or two, I want you to keep that in mind, that there's many different ways to get a performance out of a VO artist. You can ask them, try it this way, try it this way, try it this way, try it however you want, and they may give you exactly what you want. You can sometimes just tell them, do it kind of like this, and they can do that. Or if they're a good actor or actress, and I could tell that Dev knew what she was doing, sometimes you can just kind of give them the right motivation, and then the performance will come out of them. So that's what's about to happen. Let's listen. Cool. Jake, I'm going to try a different direction.
Okay.
Let me just throw darts here. No.
Hit me.
So Dev, two things. One, I want to hear the line where there's not a big pause there. I know in the script we put the ellipsis, but let's pretend it's not there.
So
1 second is all it takes. Okay. And, you know, it's almost like if you see somebody like about to fall down a staircase and like you're like trying to warn them and then you cover your eyes and you're like, 1 second is all it takes. You know, like I don't want to hear you grimacing as you say it, but say it almost like, I knew that was going to happen, and I'm very upset. Like, 1 second is all it takes.
Okay, so a little know-it-all, but not totally.
Yeah. It's going to be subtle, but yeah, just a little bit. But like almost like your voice should be quieter, and it's like, oh shit, you died. You know.
Yeah. Lack of a better sentiment. Oh damn.
Maybe that should be the line.
You died. Okay. So I'll try it and then tell me if I'm getting closer. So something like 1 second is all it takes. 1 second is all it takes. 1 second is all it takes.
Yeah, the first one was the closest one.
Okay.
And I would see if you could do this. See if you can just like let your voice just almost come close to cracking, like, you know, like 1 second's all it takes. You know, like
Got
when
it.
You're kind of upset the way your voice sounds. Yeah.
Okay.
You're about to hear another voice, a new voice with a British accent. And that is Simon, who actually runs the voiceover agency that we used for this, Damn Good Voices. He actually likes to be on voiceover records with his talent and with clients, which is not something every voiceover agency does. So you're about to hear him use some VO terminology to direct Dev. And I have to say that if you can choose to work with an agency like DGV, you should, because if you're not super experienced directing VO talent, Simon is, and it's kind of like a secret weapon. So anyway, that's it. I just wanted to tell you who you're about to hear.
Let me play with that.
I'm so vocal fry without Lots a comma.
Without a comma. Yeah, my bad.
Whoa.
1 second is all it takes. 1 second is all it takes. 1 second is all it takes. Am I still putting in the comma? Dang
yeah,
it.
I was going to say.
Like, I'm sorry.
No. The way your voice sounded was perfect. Let's just try it without the pause.
Yeah.
So it's almost like a bullet. Like, you know, 1 second.
1 second is all it takes. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I was too excited, you know, by my own voice.
Like, yeah. Like, and just think of the contrast, right? It's like, go ahead, answer it. Just takes 1 second. And then just 1 second's all it takes.
Okay.
You know?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
1 second is all it takes. 1 second is all it takes. 1 second is all it takes. Okay, you kind of got to pause on the last one, but
that's okay. That's okay. I think those were great. Can we just do one more set and just slow it down?
Yeah, 10%? Absolutely.
But that was perfect.
1 second is all it takes. 1 second is all it takes. 1 second is all it takes.
That last one was goosebumps.
Ooh.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, cool. I'm happy with that, Jake. You guys can move on.
Awesome. So the rest of this script, I'm pretty much picturing is going to be read in the same tone, because you're just delivering these stats and telling them to go to the website. So why don't we just get a couple different, like a range of ways to read that, kind of like we did with 1 second. But I want to stay away from the super dark serious part on this series.
Mm-hmm.
because this is where the viewer needs to snap out of it, and like this is the important information, and like pay attention. So with a little bit more authority, I guess.
Okay, but not too depressing.
Right.
Okay, so let's try that. Over 3,000 people die each year in the U.S. from distracted driving. Don't become another statistic. Go to onesecond.org to learn how you can help. Over 3,000 people die each year in the U.S. from distracted driving. Don't become another statistic. Go to onesecond.org to learn how you can help. Over 3,000 people die each year in the U.S. from distracted driving. Don't become another statistic. Go to onesecond.org to learn how you can help. I hit the U on the last one just for some variation. I don't know if that's what you're going for.
No, that's great to have those options. I love it. I'm going to refer to Joey one more time. Do you think we should do any more of that section? Any more series? Different takes?
Honestly, I think we got what we need.
Yeah,
I think we're in good shape.
Yeah?
Yeah, when you get a total pro, it's pretty easy, right?
It's a piece of cake.
Yeah. Yeah,
gosh.
Dev, you make it easy. Good luck.
No.
Jake, I'm happy if you're happy, man.
I'm super happy.
I feel like Simon's not happy. Oh, no.
It's classic. We're all laughing. It feels like the session's over. The client's happy. And Simon, the owner of DGV, who is also on this record, actually had a pretty good idea of a different way to read the end of the script. And, you know, when you have a voiceover artist, most of the time you're paying by the hour. So, you know, even if you only use 30 minutes or 40 minutes, you're paying for the whole hour. And it doesn't ever hurt to get extra variations, which you can then play with in the edit. So we were more than happy to indulge Simon's ideas. And Simon is a total pro at voiceover and actually had some great feedback and some great ideas here. So you're about to hear Simon offer a little more input and a few more reads from Dev.
Might I suggest from the English side of the pond that she does that with a little bit more confidence and see how that sounds.
I love it. Okay.
Let's do it.
So more voice, less fry.
A slightly more robust voice.
Okay. Yeah.
But don't sell it.
Okay.
In a British accent.
No, don't even. Mine is so bad. Over 3,000 people. No, it's terrible. Okay. Over 3,000 people die each year in the U.S. from distracted driving. Don't become another statistic. Go to onesecond.org to learn how you can help. Over 3,000 people die each year in the... Oh, gosh. What? My first slip up. Woohoo! Okay. Over 3,000 people die each year in the U.S. from distracted driving. Don't become another statistic. Go to onesecond.org to learn how you can help. Over 3,000 people die each year in the U.S. from distracted driving. Don't become another statistic. Go to onesecond.org to learn how you can help.
Yeah, I'm glad we did those. I like that. I like that set.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Simon's happy.
good.
Awesome. Cool. Well, Jake, if you're happy, I'm happy, man. I think
I'm happy.
Yeah, success.
That was beautiful, Dev.
Yeah,
thank
Simon,
you.
Dev, thank you guys so much.
Oh, thank you so much, guys.
Thanks so much for listening. I hope you loved this episode as much as I did. And check out Explainer Camp if you would like to learn the entire production process from start to finish with the guidance and feedback of an industry pro and a dense course packed with workflow tips and best practices. That is it for this one. I'll catch you next time.